Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer. Psalms 116 reads like this. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Let us pray. Our most precious and heavenly Father, glorious Lord, we come together in spirit once again to reach out to thee, Lord, to sing praises to thee, to read thy holy word, for we know it is truth and it is food for our souls. In these tough times, Lord, we are trying to do what is right. We are trying to serve thee. And we ask your blessing upon us, Father. We ask for your guidance, that you speak through us, to let your light shine through us, Lord. Let these words and these songs be praise unto thee and encouragement to your people. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Without him I could do nothing. Without him I'd surely fail. Without him I would be drifting, like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? You can't turn him away. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, without him how lost I would be. Without him I could be dying. Without him I'd be enslaved. Without him life would be hopeless. But with Jesus, thank God I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? You can't turn him away. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, Without him, how lost I would be. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be.
Hallelujah, amen.
Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we'll do all as we can as the good Lord allows. Today, I'd like to read about believing in God. We're going to start with Genesis 15, verses 6 through 7. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur, out of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. Psalms 106, verse 12. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. Daniel 6, verses 22 through 27. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded that they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, wherever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. One thing I wanted to note about Jonah was, in most situations that I've read, when the Lord tells someone to do something, they either fled because of unbelief or just didn't want to fool with it. Jonah believed that Nineveh would turn to God, and that's why he fled, because he didn't want Nineveh to repent. Matthew 8, verse 10 through 13. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. John chapter 2, verse 22. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. And they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. John chapter 3, verses 15 through 8. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. John chapter 4, verses 49 through 51. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus saith to him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. John chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 20, verse 29. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 13 through 14. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Titus chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. James chapter 2, verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I want to encourage our church family to pray for one another, to pray for this nation and for this world. Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the ability to come here and to be able to perform such a minor service for you. We pray that it's pleasing to your sight, and we pray, Lord, that your people hear it and are blessed by it. We thank you, Lord, for getting us through this week, another week of not being able to come together as our families, not to be able to come together and to worship you like all of us want to do. We know that you're the one in control here, and we know that it feels like an eternity without having to come to church, and an eternity of having to stay at home. But we know that saving lives is worth it. We know that showing your wisdom, showing your love for humanity is worth it. We pray, Lord, as we continue to go through this, that you give us the strength, that you help us to not lax off, that you please help us to continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, that you please help us to continue to be strong, that we continue to show that wisdom that you have so graciously given to us. As time goes by, our weakness grows stronger, but we pray, Lord, your strength upon us. We pray, Lord, that your glory be shown. We pray, Lord, your protection and your blessings upon all of our church family, that you please continue to help us to be that shining light in our community, that the whole world get to hear the services and your word proclaimed, and they come to know you, that you use this pandemic for your good, that more would come to know you, that more would come to live with us eternally in your glorious heaven. We ask, Lord, you please forgive us of our sins, that you please make those clear to us and give us the strength to follow that path of righteousness that you have set before us. Help us to look to Jesus in all things that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm a part of the family of God.